I'd like to welcome everybody to our Christmas dinner, and we're ready to have the praise band come sing Come and Dine.
All right. Well, you want to stand up? Because sometimes it's, you got to make room, right? Stand up to make room for dinner? Figure that
there's
out,
an
right?
exercise before the food.
Yeah, calisthenics.
Drummer, right. Stand
good,
up.
Oh, good idea. We got our official clicker.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people to come and dine. He's his manna, he the feed, his supply of every need. Oh, too sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. He made feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed them all the food.
Two things to note. Thanks, Bill, for that. And the other thing is I'm not turning water into wine. So let's just let's pray and just thank God for the food and just have a good time. Our Heavenly Father, we do come to celebrate our fellowship, our friendship, celebrate our love. And Lord, as you bless our friendship and bless our time together, we ask that you bless this food to nourish our physical body as your word nourishes our spiritual body. So we give you thanks for it. We rejoice in each and everything that we do and the way that you watch over and keep us. So, Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, well, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone has the full bellies. Food good? All right, people are awake and applauding, too. All right, hopefully you'll stay that way. Hang with us for a while now. Don't fall into that food coma here. How many of you grabbed a hold of the heavy duty on the sugar? All right. How many had dessert? Oh, come on. Okay, here we go. Okay, so the people that didn't raise their hand, make sure the people that raise their hand, you nudge them every now and then. All right? Nah, you're not going to fall asleep on any of this stuff. So we've got a few different songs we've added in this year from last year. We've got some ones that, well, sometimes we just play once a year, which is here, which is at this time. At that, so welcome.
Maybe twice a year.
We've also out on Facebook Live. Welcome to Lizzie on Facebook Live, hanging out with us. So you can watch this later, too. So if you did doze off, you can come back and listen to the song.
Problem is, we put a slower tune up.
Yeah, we kind of
so when everybody's nose is full,
that's
feeling.
Right. Okay, now this is going to be interesting. Who knows the very first line of this song by this title? Because I didn't really know it by this. The Christmas song. What's the very first word of the song? What do you think?
Don't change.
Anybody know? Go ahead and click the button. Very good.
Oh, I heard
good.
It.
Good.
I
heard it. Yeah, that's right. It's known as the Christmas song. I've heard the song so many times I never knew the title. Let's sing. Take it, Brandon. Yeah.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe. The season bright. That new song up there. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep. Glad I don't read those. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. Almost there. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Fire or clicker here sitting
down. Okay, so where's Wayne? That was Eric. That was when you requested from last year. So okay, if you want to be hearing something next year, you got to put in your request this year. That's what Wayne did.
Write your requests on the back of a $50 bill, pass it forward,
and yes.
Set the cases out front.
Give it to me. I'll make sure your request is known.
Known by how many?
You merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. Now that Bethlehem was born, Son of God by name, oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, oh, star of wonder, star of night, star of glory, oh beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. Sacrifice you despair.
Okay, so typically we have practice on Thursday nights, and we're on Facebook Live Thursday night. We have our worship service here. And Thursday nights, because
so
it's practice,
practice night.
Yes. So when you hear us hit bad notes and that, it's Thursday night. It's practice night, right? So that's got to be the excuse for it.
This is the most elaborate practice we've ever had.
It is.
We need to do this more often.
Indeed. It's good. Glad to see you all here. We're going to feature Bill in this next song. Awesome job, Bill. I was always enjoying it. I will tell you that we had to drop that song a lot lower than normal for Bill. But we like doing that, Bill. It's an honor to do so. Well, it's always good, too, to be able to feature different people in the band, especially people you can't see. I think you'll figure out who we're featuring on this one.
Bye.
One of those high energy songs. Like I said, that's one of the things I like about, okay, that's one of the things I enjoy about this time of year, though, is we're able to go and do that. Because sometimes we're a little restrictive, you know, and at church you can only kind of go, so actually, you know, I go really far in church, don't I? I shouldn't even make that statement, but a lot of these songs we get into. This was actually one you will hear and have heard. Actually, you heard this past Sunday. It's my third day. Do you hear? Ready? Do you hear what I hear?
What do you hear?
Said the night wind to the little lad, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lad, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd. With a voice as big as a sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
In your palace walk, mighty. The king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
Pray for peace in people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
A child,
sleeping.
Anybody know the song Silver Bells? Nobody?
No one knows the song.
Good,
you're
going
to you're gonna get to hear it, Brent, tonight. We're introducing this song.
Well, I can get up here and film it.
And these are sing-alongs, by the way. That's why we got the words up there for you, all right? So let's go check this out.
The sing-along songs are the ones we weren't sure about, right? Yeah, let's see. Let's cover us up now. Oh, it's me.
Yeah, look over to the guitar.
Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner bright red and green as the shoppers run home with their treasure. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids munch. This is Santa's being seen, actually Jesus. And above all the bustle, you'll hear silver bells,
silver bells. Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
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 ring-a-ling. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Okay, I need my sister and my niece up here.
The next contestants on the band is trying.
This is karaoke night, by the way.
The one that looks like me. Oh.
Thank you.
Now, this song was written back in 1955, and they've sung it a few times, I guess, at Christmas time in Cincinnati, just the local stations. But it was my mother's favorite Christmas carol. And my dad, of course, was a musician, and he taught it to us. And so we're going to try and sing it for you. We actually have never heard ourselves sing together. We just decided to, well, I just decided we were going to do it tonight.
Yep. Yep.
So this is Kara. She's my niece. Nina, my sister. You've seen her here once or twice, I guess. All right.
Of a story, the miracle of the wheat. Hear the glory of a story, the miracle of the wheat.
In a farmhouse in Dakota, one December 24th, while the earth lay cold and barren, neath the snowdrifts of the north, on this night there sat a farmer with his loved ones all about. There was sadness, for the wheat crop had withered in the drought. As the farmer sat despairing, came a knock upon the door. There before him stood two travelers, looking weary, sick, and sore. There was no room, said one traveler, at the inn from which we came. I am Joseph with my good wife, and Mary is her name.
Hear the glory of a story, a miracle of the wheat. Hear the glory of a story, the miracle of the wheat.
Then the farmer made them welcome, and he shared his meager bread. In his barn he gave them shelter, out of straw he made their bed. When he left them looking eastward, a new star lit up the sky. Even stranger in his slumber, he heard an infant cry. When he wakened in the morning, what a wonder did he meet. For before him, where the snow lay, stood a field of golden wheat. See the wonder, he see the marvel, he ran shouting to the barn. But the farmer found it empty, for the travelers were gone.
Hear the glory of a story, the miracle of the wheat. Hear the glory of a story, the miracle of the wheat.
As the good man, all bewildered, looked around him at a loss, then the sunlight on the manger cast the shadow of the cross. There he found an open Bible with a passage circled deep. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Hear the glory of a story, the miracle of the wheat. Hear the glory of a story, the miracle of the wheat.
And I want to thank Karen. She sits over here and nobody sees her. And she's worked on that song for 2 weeks. So I really appreciate her doing all that for us.
And if you like that song as much as I did, you're going to get to hear that again on Christmas Eve. You ladies did say yes, right? Actually, technically, it's Christmas Adam, all right? What do you mean, Christmas Adam? We're doing our Christmas Eve service the day before Christmas Eve. Christmas Adam, right? Come on, who's with me on this?
Ba-dum.
Yeah, hit me out. Thank you.
We're here all week.
Actually, we really are.
We really are here all week. Okay, wait a minute. You got to hear what Brandon said. Do you want to say it, or do you want me to say it for you?
I said, well, the vocals for this song seemed a lot lower before all the brownies I ate.
Well, but here's the real comedy. So I see Scott loading up with brownies early, and I said, you know, I don't eat brownies before I sing because they mess with your throat, and here he's affirmation.
But they were so good. Whoever made them. Oh, I thought it was out.
Place unexpected, would you believe? After all we've projected, a child in a manger. Lowly and small, the weakest fall, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we've waited for? Down from their
Soprano, I'm not supposed to.
Did you say that into the mic?
I think I said that purposely.
Did. She did. No excuses. No excuses. This is also another sing-along. Rita and Bill are going to lead you through this sing-along.
Says you.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while shepherds watch their keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise a song on high. The Virgin sings a lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Sing a cappella.
Nails, spears shall pierce him through. The cross he bore for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Who has hope? Does anyone here have hope? Every one of you should have hope, right? If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have hope. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our light. And you know, in this, go to the first slide here for me, for the first words on this hope is born for tonight. For those of you who haven't heard this, this is a upbeat way of just declaring how awesome it is. So tonight I can see a star shine, and its splendor fills up the sky. Don't you guys look forward to seeing that splendor? You know, we're so wrapped up in the material stuff of this world, especially around this time of year, right? A lot of people are concentrating on, I got to get a gift for this. And, or the younger ones, of course, I want a gift for this. As we get older, it kind of flips sometimes. But there is hope.
See a star shine, and its splendor fills up the sky. It's the same that appeared and the wise men revealed when hope was born this night. Out upon the snowy fields, there's a silent peace that heals, and it echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace. 'Cause hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. I can hear the Christmas bells ring as softly church choir sings. It's the song used to praise in the ancient days when hope was born this night. There are angels in this place, and my heart resounds with the praise. Like a shepherd so scared, I'll rejoice and declare that hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing a chorus of joy, because hope was born this night. Gloria, Gloria, Gloria.
Sing it.
Gloria.
Okay, so we already hit snow this season once, right? So it's not like we're really anxious. But who had the thrill of driving in this fast snow? Anyone? No, because it all fell overnight, right? The ground was warm. It's a little unseasonable. Came a little early, didn't it? But again, another Wayne Step requested song. And actually, this is a combination, Wayne. I did this for you. This is a combination of Let It Snow, and then it moves into Blue Christmas.
So does that mean it's a blue Christmas if it's snowing? You don't want the snow?
Blue snow.
Okay, blue snow. Easy.
I bet there's been yellow.
Easy.
Good talk.
fearful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Christmas without you,
I'll be so blue
just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. When those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start falling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas. Have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white.
But I
have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Some songs.
They make me do Elvis.
That's right. Okay, who knows this next? Who knows this next song? One, two, three, four. Five. Oh, it keeps going. See, they're starting to remember it now, right? So you always have to do a little bit. We got to have a little bit of rock going on here, right? A little bit of Jingle Bell Rock. This actually was requested a couple years back, so we've been doing this for a few years, and it's always fun because actually we did this on. And I'm not even going to say it because it'll mess them up. But too late. I guess I already messed you up. It's got a cool little riff at the beginning of it.
Yes, we started it three times on Sunday.
Well, I know. And we're not going to do it three times this time because
we'll only do it two.
That's right. Hit it, Brandon.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing with bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells shine in jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in jingle bell square. In the frosty air, what a bright time, it's a right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh.
in the frosty air.
What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in the jingling beat. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
Only once. Only once.
Wait a minute, only once what? I forgot.
The riff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. He got it on the first time. Thank you, Brandon. I knew you would. You always do, except when you don't.
Except on Sunday.
Except on Sunday. All right, one more Wayne Estep requested song.
Jeez, Wayne.
Would somebody else mind requesting some songs? I mean, come on.
We made a lot of money off of his request. Remember that $50 bill.
That's $150.
Right, you're paying,
I got a new guitar off of his request.
By the way, I'll split that with you later. Okay, later.
So while Brandon gets to change guitars, I get to grab a swig here, right? Who knows what's really in this bottle?
Wow.
I do. H2O. How did we start this, Brandon? Do you remember? It's Thursday night, practice night. Oh, shoot. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love lies. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dream. I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents. The way Bing did it, right? Fast like that.
Hey, I don't have the costume change.
Hey, we're almost done. We got something really cool for you. Bruce is going to bring up his cello. And actually, Bruce, may I share a brief story? I got to bring the microphone over to you anyway. I should ask you to share the story. Or do you want me to do that while you're getting set up? Okay. So I was talking with Bruce. I said, Bruce, how did you get into the cello? He said when he was in high school, he went into band. And the band director said, well, actually, I guess the band director didn't say it. You said, I want to play trombone, right? And the bander said, no, you're going to play cello. Thank you.
Okay, we got a little introduction to the song here. On Christmas Eve in 1818, local musicians were to perform a Christmas program, kind of like this, at a church near Salzburg, Austria. They discovered that the church organ had been rendered inoperable due to the mice eating holes in the bellows, something we don't have to deal with these days. A poem written earlier by Joseph Moore of that church was suggested, and Moore sought out a local songwriter named Franz Gruber to put Moore's poem to music. Gruber quickly complied, but with the church's organ being out of order, Gruber grabbed his guitar and picked out a tune to go with the poem. Gruber performed the song for the first time publicly on his guitar that Christmas Mass in 1818. Please join us now in this timeless classic of the 201st anniversary of Silent Night.
Mother and child.
Judy Creasy.
Judy Creasy, come forward. This concludes the music program.
Our final thing we need to do is to give out the centerpieces. Those are the door prizes. And everybody, look under your placemats on the right side, and there's one winner at each table.
Somebody needs to check my placemat.
And then there's four angels out where the cookies were, and that'll say something else under the winner. It's just on the right side. And the other thing, thanks to Terry, she packed up all the cookies for us, and they're in bags back there, and everybody's welcome to take cookies home with them. So I want to thank the praise band and thank everybody for coming out tonight. Thank you. Oh, yeah, the door, we have bags. Do you want to tell?
Yeah. Judy's so electrifying.
Don't touch it.
Okay, I can reach.
There we are.
Oh, that's better. Now I can breathe. When you pack up your angel, because angels are among us, you are to take the little votive candle also. Not the glass that it's in, but the candle only. Also take the little round circles that the candles are sitting on, and take whatever decorations are right under your candle. Okay? We have bags up here to put your angels in. And we have things that you can wrap them up in. So when you bring them up, if you see Sandy or I, and we can help you get the right bag. Okay? Okay.
Well, thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Thank you. Have a blessed and awesome Christmas. And as you're walking out the door, we got a little song for you to listen as you're walking on out.
Check. 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 Here we go. Good.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of a dear Savior's birth. Lay the world in sin and errors pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices. Oh, night, divine, oh, night.
Facebook. Have an awesome and amazing week and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
As for me and Grandpa, we believe.